This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong's leader said she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. Beijing-friendly executive Carrie Lam issued a statement Monday saying the government would listen humbly to the opinions of the members of the public after Sunday's local elections that saw a record number of voters deliver a stunning rebuke to Beijing. Lam says discussions on the future can only be held if there is stability on the streets.
As I have said repeatedly, resorting to violence will not give us that way forward. So please help us to maintain the relative calm and peace that we have seen in the last week or so, and provide a good basis for Hong Kong to move forward.
Nearly 3 million people voted in the election, a record high for Hong Kong, and more than double the turnout on the previous district council election in 2015. The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system. District council members have no power to pass legislation. They deal mainly with hyper-local issues like noise complaints and bus stop locations. China says that trade envoys have agreed on to continue China-U.S. trade talks. AP correspondent Mike Grossi.
China's Commerce Ministry says the lead envoys in trade talks between China and the United States have agreed to continue talks. In a brief notice, the official Xinhua News agency says Vice Premier Liu He spoke with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin by phone early Tuesday, Beijing time. The notice says the two sides discussed solving issues regarding each other's core concerns. The notice also says the envoys agreed to maintain communication on remaining issues in consultations on the Phase 1 deal. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. A new leak of classified Chinese government documents has revealed how authorities are using a massive data collection program to target and detain an estimated 1 million ethnic minority Muslims in the country's Xinjiang province. The trove of documents was obtained and published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and revealed the blueprints and tactics behind an intensifying campaign of intrusive surveillance, political and cultural indoctrination against Uyghurs and other ethnic groups. Rights groups have warned for years that China is systematically oppressing Uyghurs and eradicating their culture and religious beliefs, and the new documents detail how authorities have pursued ideological re-education for an entire population. A federal judge has dealt a setback to President Trump's efforts to keep his top aides from testifying before Congress.
The newspaper, citing three people familiar with the records, reports the research was done by the White House Counsel's Office. Among the hundreds of documents found, emails between Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and White House budget officials seeking to provide an explanation for the withholding of nearly $400 million in security assistance. The Post also reports that a person briefed on the matter said White House lawyers are expressing concern that the review turned up some unflattering and potentially embarrassing email exchanges. Matt Small, Washington.
And more on the president's setback.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena and appear before the House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Judiciary Committee's lawsuit challenges the White House rationale that McGahn and other witnesses have absolute immunity from testifying. The outcome could lead to renewed efforts by House Democrats to compel testimony in the impeachment inquiry from other high-ranking administration officials, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. An appeal of the judge's ruling is expected. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A clash between President Trump and top military leaders.
In the high-profile case of Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher.
They wanted to take his pin away, and I said, no, you're not going to take it away. He was a great fighter.
President Trump had Gallagher's rank reinstated to preserve his pension, and according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, ordered that a disciplinary review be stopped.
Somebody has their back, and it's called the President of the U.S., okay?
The intervention, though, raises questions about America's commitment to international standards for battlefield ethics.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting for AP. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.